The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, as mentioned, the crew of Artemis 2 are due to splash down after their historic lunar flyby. Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch and Jeremy Hansen are set to splash down in the Pacific off San Diego at 1:07, very precise a.m. That's at our time, general mean time, Greenwich mean time even, after voyaging further from Earth than anyone before. So what does it feel like to re-enter Earth's atmosphere and splash down? We thought we would ask someone who knows, and we are joined now by Colonel Chris Hadfield, former astronaut and best-selling author. You're joining us from Stag Island in Ontario to talk to us. Good evening to you, Colonel. First of all, I imagine there must be a huge sort of range of emotions, is there, when people return to Earth's atmosphere, one of which I presume is relief.
Well, it's a little early for relief. There are like two dangerous phases of the flight, the most dangerous phases. And one is launch. Number one is launch. All that power unleashed so quickly. But re-entry is the second most dangerous, especially because no one has ever done that before in this ship. It's the first time this spaceship has ever carried people, and it's going to come thundering into the atmosphere about 5 hours from right now. And once that's through, once we pick up their signal and they're safely on the underside of that and their parachutes open, then it's time for relief.
Yeah, no, that's sort of what I meant. I was going to ask you about risks as well, but I meant once our hope and presumption is that this goes well, I imagine that there's a huge sense of relief as well as accomplishment and all sorts of other emotions. The risks, as you've mentioned, it is a dangerous phase of this mission. How significant are they? Because you can't, I suppose you can trial it all sorts of ways digitally and virtually, but the reality is a little different.
We're confident it's going to work. We've flown the vehicle with nobody on board once, and it didn't work perfectly, but it survived reentry. We've tested it beyond belief. We fully understand how that heat shield works. And, you know, it's coming in as fast as human beings have ever gone. And it's twice as much energy as when I reentered the atmosphere on spaceships three times, because it's falling, you know, 400,000 kilometers from the moon, picking up speed all the way. And so all of that energy and heat has to go somewhere. And so the crew will be facing that and all the people supporting them. But eventually, if you want to actually do something, you have to leave port. You have to go do it. And we think the risk is worth taking. We think we're going to be successful. The crew has looked way into it, and they're confident it's going to work underneath them. And so today's the day.
Okay. And we mentioned the emotional sort of fallout from it, and I'm sure it is quite a powerful emotion. But physically, what kind of physical strain do the astronauts go through when they are re-entering Earth's atmosphere? You mentioned the incredible heat, almost 3,000 degrees Celsius. But how is there a huge G-force? What is it like to be in the actual spacecraft as you're passing through the atmosphere and splashing down?
Kara, imagine you'd spent the last 10 days beautifully, elegantly, magically floating, weightless, like you had a superpower. And then suddenly this invisible force starts squishing you into the floor. And then it squishes you with your full weight, and then the weight of another full person, and then another full person, and then another person on top of that, until you're four times your weight, crushed, and where it's hard to even like lift your arm. It feels like your eyeballs are deforming, because it's not just quick, like, you know, in a car or on a ride, but this is a long, heavy deceleration as the air starts to slow us down. And it'll be kind of brutal on the crew. But they're all very experienced. Three of them are former fighter combat pilots and test pilots. And Christina has flown in space for almost a year, so they know what they're up against. But still, it's a pretty punishing ride. And then when the parachutes open, it's cracked the whip. They're out on the end of this long cable, and so they'll get flipped around. And hopefully then it'll all just settle down under three big parachutes. They'll belly flop into the Pacific Ocean, and then the divers will be there to welcome them. It's a pretty harrowing ride. It's nothing too different than what we've done in the past, but the first time with this Orion spaceship, so everybody's watching really closely.
That's actually a brilliant description. I could very easily envisage what it must feel like. How long will it take, roughly, Chris, from when they start their re-entry to when they splash down?
The first thing they have to do is get rid of the little steering ship, the European service module that's bolted to them. They'll jettison that, and it'll fall in the atmosphere. It doesn't have a heat shield, so it'll burn up like a meteorite. And then they have to turn their ship so the big, broad belly with the heat shield is pointed exactly the right direction. And from that moment until they're off the coast of San Diego getting wet is about 30 minutes. So the whole thing happens, you know, in the time it takes to get the first course of your meal at a restaurant.
Yeah, but I'd say it could be the longest 30 minutes of your life. And I'm sure there is huge anticipation and indeed trepidation on the parts of the astronauts. Would that be fair to say as they approach this time?
Trepidation, no. They have been committed to do this for decades. They have been training for this for almost their entire adult lives, and they've been specifically getting ready for this flight for the last several years. So the trepidation was, you know, two decades ago. This is decisional. This is a thing they're going to do, and they're ready for it, and they understand what their actions are and how it's all possible that it might go. So it's much, you know, from everybody who's just noticed Artemis this week, there's a lot of trepidation. Yeah. But for the people who are involved in the business, this is what they do for a living. And I think perhaps what a lot of folks have been surprised by is the attitude and the joy and the camaraderie of the crew on board. The movies you watch, spaceflight is always so grim and sad, and it's nothing like that. Spaceflight is joyful and magnificent. It's at the very edge of human capability and discovery and exploration. And I think the Artemis crew has done a wonderful job of sharing that directly with everyone.
Look, you have made it sound like a wonderful adventure. And I know if people want to hear more about it, they can read your book, Final Orbit, which is, of course, out and describes your own experiences of all of that. And if anyone would like to, you know, hear more about it, Chris, in fairness, gives great colour to all of it. That is Colonel Chris Hadfield, former astronaut and indeed best-selling author.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.